There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
But first, are you ready? Lex, you ready?
Yeah, let's find love.
Holly, you ready?
Time to.
Are we going to find love?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Is it under the couch cushion?
Yeah. Time for Second Chance Romance, where the three of us go looking for love in all the wrong places, including our own show. Yeah. Holly, who do we have?
We have Hannah joining us this morning.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you guys so much for your help with this.
No, thank you. Thanks for doing this. Not a lot of people like to come on the radio and talk about their private life, so we appreciate you doing it. Tell us.
It's risky.
Yep. tell us your story, please.
Okay. So, Matt and I met online. We met for the first time at Psycho Susie's. We both have, like, I guess I would call it like a retro vibe. So I thought it was the perfect place for us to meet up for the first time.
Oh, love that place. Yes.
Yeah. So we, you know, messaged back for a couple weeks on Match before we actually met up. And it even got to like a, I don't know, like borderline sexting. It was just very like fun and flirty. He was really nice, and I thought we had great chemistry, and I just was really excited to meet him in person.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah, so. I thought everything was great. I thought we hit it off, and, you know, our chemistry beforehand was so good that I just was really looking forward to the date, and I thought everything went well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, always ask this, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, hello, when you're near sexting, I mean, that's a, you know.
Yeah, it's, you're almost there.
Yeah.
But did anything weird happen?
You would think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything
so the
odd?
Only thing I can think of, I like to sit inside. I am, you know, air conditioning or heat girl, depending on the time of year. Okay. And he likes to sit on the patio.
Okay.
So we got there at the same time. The host greeted us. She asked us where we wanted to sit. I, you know, as I said, hate sitting outside, but he insisted. He was like, oh, it'll be so nice. Patio's great, whatever. So we went back and forth on it a little. And then I stayed in and we sat on the patio. I thought it was hot. But that's the only thing I can think of that we kind of disagreed on. And I don't think that would, you know, cause him to ghost me. I just like my, you know, temperature controlled space.
Oh, Hannah, you're speaking to someone who I am temperature sensitive. I do not like to be overly hot.
Yep.
No.
We get it.
Mm-hmm. No.
Exactly. Especially on a first date.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That ain't happening. Okay. So that's really the only thing. Because I know Holly always reminds folks to think hard about something that could have gone wrong. So
yeah,
that was
please, kind
of it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, nothing and I else, really have. I can't think of anything else. You know, we, at the end, we finished up our meals. We hugged. I said I had a great time. He said he had a great time, too. And that was it. I can't think of anything else where we even, like, so much as disagreed.
And it didn't get hot and heavy, kind of like what you were anticipating with the sexting? Was that, were you, like, kind of getting excited about that and then nothing happened?
Kind of, yeah. I thought we had good chemistry, but it definitely didn't go anywhere. Like, we didn't even have a good night kiss. But I'm thinking, like, okay, maybe, you know, faced with me in person, he's a little more shy. He wasn't, like, ready to jump into that. So I didn't really think anything of that. I thought our physical connection, you know, was great, and I was excited to see where that went.
Mm. Well, let's see where it went. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Hannah, we're going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything that happens next. And what's going to happen next is we're going to talk to Matt. Matt has been on hold, but he's heard nothing. He's heard none of this. He just thinks he's coming on a radio show to talk about dating in the 2020s. So Not the show, the year. But so hold on just a second, okay, Hannah?
Okay, all right, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. Huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Matt. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Matt.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Doing well, how are you?
I'm good, thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you for doing this. You know, not everyone wants to get on a radio show and talk about dating.
Uh-uh.
So, Matt, you're live right now, and this is a dating segment, and it's actually really good news for you, because we actually got an email about, well, you and somebody that went out with you and wants to go out with you again. Do you remember going out with Hannah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I remember going out with Hannah, for sure.
Okay, it's our understanding, my friend, that there wasn't anything after the first date. So if we can be so nosy and blunt, was there a reason why there wasn't anything after the first date?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm being honest right now, like, I'm just kind of looking for something, I don't know, like, a little bit more natural, a little bit. I think natural is the word I'm looking for.
Natural. Huh? What do you mean by natural? Like a granola bar or something?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, yeah. Like, so Hannah and I, we met up for dinner and we sat on the patio and she just kind of had so much makeup on. It was really distracting. Like, it was warm out and at one point she wiped her forehead and a layer of her makeup came off on her napkin and it grossed me out a little bit.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. It was a little much for me, honestly.
It was just a turnoff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it definitely was a, like,
other than
I didn't
want
to tell her that. Like, so I've been avoiding her, and I think I would be open to being friends with her because she's, like, really fun, but I just can't imagine how long it takes her to get ready. Like, I want to go out with someone who's, like, you know, like, more get up and go.
Ooh.
But
okay. Well, here's the deal, Matt. We're here to help. The three of us were helpful people. And Hannah was the one that told us about you, obviously. I mean, we just didn't randomly know about you. So we're going to be honest with you. We actually have Hannah on the other line and she has heard everything. So we're going to get this hammered out right now. Holly, go ahead and put Hannah up. Hannah, you heard what Matt had to say.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, you guys talk. There we
Ooh.
Go.
Hi, Hannah. Hey. Hey, I just want to say that I'm sorry. Like, I just wasn't sure how to, like, tell you all of that. I was a little nervous.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to tell you this, Matt. Most women wear makeup. Like, this isn't a weird thing, especially on a first date. I was so excited to meet you, and my makeup is why you're not calling me back. Like, that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's a little bit more than that. Like, I didn't realize you were, like, I don't know, high maintenance.
Wow. I mean, did you think my pictures on my profile were makeup free? Like, I had pink eyeshadow. Did you think that was natural?
I don't know. Like, I honestly just can't get over the napkin filled with your makeup. It was kind of a lot.
Oh,
it was disgusting, honestly.
Oh.
Whose turn is it, guys?
Yeah.
I think it's your turn,
Alexis. Is it my turn? Okay.
It's your turn. Yeah.
Wow, friends. Hannah, Matt, say, if we pay for a second date, are you open to it?
I'll jump in first. I am not interested anymore. I just think this is a pathetic reason to not message me back or go on another date, especially when we have a lot in common and I actually thought we had fun together.
Yeah.
Like, Hannah, I'm sorry. I'm not attracted to you that way anymore.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, guys.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Hannah, sorry this didn't work out, but hey, but Hannah, you know what I mean? Now you know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.
I bet your makeup's awesome too.
Have a good season, a good summer, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Seriously, dude, though.
Really? Yeah.
Seriously. Wow. Spoiler alert. People wear makeup. And mm-hmm. that natural look, Matt.
It's not natural.
It's not natural.
No.
It's not natural.
I'm actually wearing makeup right now. I even have makeup. I have Bonnie Bell on my privates right now.
So. Can you pass them over here?
I do. I have Bonnie Bell lip smackers.
What
on
flavor
my privates.
Is it, Jason?
It's Strawberry Fields.
Oh.
Forever. Yeah, wow, that's a lot there.
Oh. Yeah, you think?
I hope she doesn't go changing.
No.
I don't think she will. Did you hear? She couldn't have cared less at the
good.
End.
Good.
Well, especially when you're thinking, that was, one of the last things you'd think. Oh, it's... Oh.
I don't like it when people wear makeup. I'm sorry, that just...
Or that equals high maintenance.
Yeah,
you
thank
could easily
you.
Put on your makeup in no time. That
in
means
no
nothing.
Time.
Yes.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Be gone.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.